Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, the Phil Hendry Show with Janice Ngero and Craig Taylor at the controls, Jeff Cabot screening, and starring Margaret Gray, Harvey Wireman, Bobby Dooley, Steve Vozell, R.C. Collins, Mavis Leonard, David G. Hall, Lloyd Bonafide, Ted Bell, Larry Grover, Bud Dickman, Alf, Jay Santos, Doug Danger, Jeff Dowder, Rudy Canoza, Bob Green, Dean Wheeler, Austin Abarca, Raj Fanin, Jim Sadler, Dave Oliva, Vernon Dozier, Joe Dickhead and the Professor, Carl Misla, Clara Bingham, Art Griego, Chris Norton, Roland Schwinn, Brass Villanueva, and Don the Suicide Case, and Phil Hendry. Here he is, me. Thank you, Phil Hendry.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686 is the number. The FBI has put us all on notice that we can expect. This is a frightening, obviously, but there are certainly things we can do. We can expect suicide bombings in our country. It's just not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I wanted to talk to you, Steve, about your fear. Now, you said that you are afraid.
It just looks like we're in it.
It looks like we're in what?
It looks to me like we're in the world, you know, the war on terror has come to our country, and these suicide bombers lurking every place.
So you've decided to leave the country?
I've decided to. I've made a prudent decision that I'm going to leave because obviously I'm very scared about this happening, and it's just for a while until I can get my head together and until there's an all clear of some kind. Either they've got Osama bin Laden, either they got his DNA, or they captured him, or we know that the terror threat has passed. So I've decided to leave the country, and I've explained this to my wife and kids. My wife will not let me have access to our funds. We have a business Visa card, we have a platinum American Express card, and we also have a checking account that she will not allow me access to. And what makes me angry is that I told her that I'm scared of this happening, and she says to me that she needs the money. Now, that's not exactly true.
Well, let me just hear you carefully, if I can. You're leaving the country because you're afraid of terror attacks.
Yes, that's right.
And you're not taking your wife and kids with you?
No, I'm not taking my wife and kids with me because of, and it's a very remote possibility, but if I bring them with me, they can either turn on me themselves through whatever means.
Well, why would your own wife and kids, are you saying that your own wife and kids are a threat to you?
I'm not saying that, no, but I'm saying there is the possibility, remote possibility. But the bigger possibility is you have a wife and kids with you, that makes you more of a target for terror. Okay?
Why?
Well, if you have a wife and kids with you, then you go into malls, you go into shopping plazas, you go into movie theaters, you go into places, down into amusement parks or wherever, and that makes you more of a terror target. And I'm very scared of being exploded, so that's why I'm leaving the country.
Where are you going to go? I mean,
I plan on going to Norway. I have a construction business here, but that's why I need the platinum. I need my business credit card, and I need the American Express platinum card. That she won't let me have it. Okay? And what I've decided to do, basically, is to consult with my attorney, and it's a pretty sad thing to have to contemplate taking legal action.
You want to take legal action against your wife because she won't give you the access to the funds. You're abandoning your family.
No, sir, I'm not.
Yeah, well, you are. You're leaving your family because you're afraid of, and the press release that you sent us, you're afraid of being exploded.
Yes, sir.
You mean blown up by a suicide bomber?
To be exploded by one. Yes, sir. Now, what I've said here is that my wife and my children can certainly go to public assistance. They can go on to aid to families with dependent children. I told my wife about a woman's shelter that'll take her and Ashley and Chad, or my two kids, and they have 53 beds. They just got donated some kitchen equipment, too. If she applies for aid to families with dependent children, she can get monthly check, and she can also get assistance from the state based upon being HIV positive, which she is not, but she can say that she is or be HIV positive. I don't know which. But
so you're going to take the American Express, you're going to take your business visa, and you're going to take your checking account, and you're going to leave your wife to go on public assistance because you're afraid of terrorists.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're making it sound like there's something wrong with me.
It doesn't sound right to me.
Well, okay, sir. What I find, I'm resentful of the fact that you can't see my side. I'm scared of terrorists because the FBI just said it. I naturally want to leave. What, do you want to stay here and get exploded? Or
no, I don't want to get hurt, no, but I'm not going to leave my country.
Okay, so that means, in other words, you think I'm a coward. Because there were some people at work whispering that, and I can tell you, sir, I've got a very good attorney. All right, so
in other words, nobody can whisper that you're a coward, and your wife, are you going to take legal action against your wife and your kids? Am I hearing this right?
If I have to, yes, sir. And I will take legal action against anybody like the people at work who I heard whispering that I'm a coward. I'm just trying to get my head together because I'm scared.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, if I have this man's story correctly. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Where are you right now?
I'm in the courtyard outside.
Outside of your work?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. So you are afraid of the Al-Qaeda terror threat that the FBI has just issued, and so you're leaving the country.
Yeah, and what is so unusual about that?
There's nothing unusual about that, but you're in a legal fight with your wife for fun. Why don't you just divorce your wife?
I don't want to divorce my wife. Why would I divorce?
Well, you're leaving her. You're leaving her and the kids.
I don't want to divorce them. I love my wife and kids.
Well, then why would you leave them?
I'm leaving them because they make me more of a target for terror attack. And because I need to get out of the country. I don't understand your question.
You don't understand my question?
No.
You're leaving your wife and your kids in America to go to Norway because you're afraid of being, as you put it, exploded by a suicide bomber.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you need to know?
What I need to know is, don't you care about your...
I told you they can go on public assistance, they can get aid to families with dependent children, and also, and I'm not saying she should lie, but if she did lie about being HIV positive, she can get funds from the health department on that. Now, my attorney, Mr. Andrew, you can argue with me all you want, but my attorney tells me that I have the grounds to place a legal claim against my wife, April, who I love and who has been my beloved wife in 19 years.
And what would you sue her for?
I would sue her for mental cruelty by exposing me to abuse at the hands of possible terrorists, possible sexual assault by a terrorist, and the possibility of being exploded by a suicide bomber. I'm also reluctantly considering legal action against my dear sweet children, Ashley and Chad.
Okay.
Who I love dearly. But Daddy has to sue you for being... The problem you have with kids is they're loud, they're spoiled, and a loud and spoiled child, their inappropriateness in public can draw the attention of a suicide bomber to approach and to explode himself just to shut them up. And, Mr. Henry, that's a terrible day when a man realizes his kids are so loud and so obnoxious, a man would blow himself to bits just to shut them up.
Well, a suicide bomber isn't going to blow himself up next to your kids to shut them up.
He might target them. You know he's going to go into a place to blow himself up.
Okay.
Then why not just say, okay, well, I might as well blow myself up here because these kids are just driving me out of my mind. I would have, I'm putting myself into his shoes, okay? I'm not saying that I would ever do that, but I'm putting myself into his shoes. If I'm going to go blow myself to bits, I would walk and I'd say, okay, now listen to these brats. I'd go in and...
You'd go into any restaurant. Well, then why not just walk into... So you'd go in any restaurant with kids that are being loud and blow yourself up?
Yeah, I mean... What's the one thing that most adults don't like? A loud brat.
Not to the point of killing them, sir.
If you were a suicide bomber, though.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number of the Phil Hendry Show. Sandra, go ahead. You're with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. He's looking to leave the country.
Yeah, if you're looking to leave the country and you're afraid You should be afraid for your family. Take your family with you. If you're not, go inside an insane asylum. You'll be safe there. They won't touch you.
Okay, you're not afraid.
Don't take the money from your children and your family.
I'm not taking any money. They can go on public assistance.
Okay,
I need to get set up.
If you're going to take somebody else's money who doesn't need public assistance, put your head together someplace else. You don't sue your children and you don't sue your wife and tell them to go get public assistance when they don't even need public assistence.
Hello. I don't know if you've been reading any newspapers, but the FBI say that suicide bombers can come over here.
Now, so what?
I'm
your wife is not HIV positive.
I'm scared of that.
He's going to take money because you're scared?
Oh, so you're not?
Well, some people...
Yeah, I'm scared, but I'm not going to run. This is my country.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I'm not running. I'm going to get my head together in Norway for 6 months.
Let's see. Are you leaving part-time or are you leaving for good?
I'm leaving just until I get my head together and put everything two and two together.
Anybody that leaves is running scared. If you don't understand that, then you need to go on Prozac, sir.
All I'm doing is getting my head together in Norway for 6 months.
Well, that's great. Get your head together for 6 months. Take traveler's checks. Don't sue your wife and your children and tell them to go get public assistance from somebody else's money who needs the public assistance.
Yeah, my attorney. Come on. If my lawyer was listening to you, there might be grounds for legal action against you because you're basically calling me.
Try to sue me because this is what they call freedom of speech.
You're basically calling me.
If you think you can sue me, you're full of yourself, even worse than you and all these other listeners think.
What makes you think that I can't sue you?
What are you going to sue her for?
She's on the public airwaves calling me gutless and calling me a retard.
No, I never said you were gutless. I never said you were a retard.
You're basically calling me a gutless retard, aren't you?
No, you're putting words in my mouth. I never said you were a gutless retard. I said you don't need to go and sue somebody for no reason, nor do you need to take public assistance from people who need public assistance.
What are you suing?
You want to put words in my mouth? I'm sure they can play the tape back.
Well, ma'am,
what are you suing your wife for?
And you said that I was gay, too, because you were talking about the HIV positive angle.
No, sir, you said that your wife could tell people she was HIV and take money for public assistance. See, you're just...
Ma'am.
Your story is what you want to think it is.
Steve, whatever.
You want to think you can sue people because you think, okay, this person said that, when in fact it was not said. And that's why radio stations record things. So any judge would say, well, looks to me like she didn't say that. Sir, you did.
Ma'am, there was a movie once called Sophie's Choice. I don't know if you've ever seen it. That lady in that movie had to choose which kid got saved and which kid she was going to take with her. Do I stay with my family under the threat of a suicide being exploded, or do I save myself and go to Norway? That's exactly the same thing what happened to Meryl Streep and Sophie's Choice.
Well, that's
what?
Great. But,
wait,
you know,
a minute.
You can make that choice. You can stay with your family, or you could leave your family. But don't sue them and tell them to take public assistance from other people who need the public assistance.
Wait a second. If I leave and I take the money, my wife will need public assistance when I go, so why can't she have it?
Because she doesn't need public assistance. She doesn't have HIV.
Wait a minute.
She is not.
She does need public assistance if she'll give me the American Express card.
And if you don't get the American Express card, she won't need it.
But then I have to stay here with two loud brats and get blown up in some pizza parlor.
Oh, you just called your children
You just called
brats?
Your kids that you love so much.
I love my children.
That you love so much with your heart filled and forever.
My wife could be HIV positive. I don't know.
Oh, and you just said your undying love for her?
I do love her very much, but I don't know what she's been doing. There's gardeners.
But you're going to call your children
gardeners
brats.
And everything. Because they're loud in public, and they run up and down the aisles in the restaurants. And if I'm a suicide bomber, I'd say, well, this looks as good a place as any.
Well,
you know.
They're children, sir.
Okay, exactly.
You know what children are?
All right,
children
Sandra.
Children are small little babies who have to learn how to act.
Have you got kids?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I doubt it. Not the way you're talking.
Yeah, well, at least she's staying.
I doubt it. Not the way you're talking.
At least she's staying with the kids. I look at Sandra. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell is a construction contractor in Corona, California. He is listening to these threats about the Al-Qaeda, and he is leaving the country. He's afraid. He has said that he's afraid. He's leaving. He's moving to Norway. And he wants his American Express, he wants his Visa business card, and he wants the checking account funds, which would leave his wife and kids with nothing, but he says they can go on public assistance. He just needs to get out of the country long enough to get his head together and to assess this threat. Now, of course, what we're not being talked about much here is, what does this guy care about his family Does he love his kids? And he says he does, and he loves his wife, and that he just needs to leave the country for 6 months to a period of 5 years to get his head together. And additionally, he says he could sue his wife for exposing him to sexual assault and physical abuse at the hands of terrorists, and that his children are loud and obnoxious, and that they would attract a terrorist to blow himself up because the kids are too loud. I mean, this is the thing. It's, people need to get their heads together a little bit. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Stephen Bozell is leaving. I don't know how many Americans are out there listening to these threats or understanding that we're in a war on terror and that the war has come to us. The battle is joined, as they say, and it has come to us. And how many Americans are thinking of fleeing?
All right, now I resent that, sir.
What do you mean you resent that?
You're saying that I'm fleeing like I'm a gutless wonder or something. I just need to get my head together and figure out what's up.
Well, then when do you think you'd come back to America?
When the FBI give the all clear.
When they give the all clear, meaning that we're safe?
Yeah, they've got Al-Qaeda pretty much under control and that Bin Laden has been found.
All right, let me go to Debbie. Debbie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi there, how
Debbie,
are you?
You need to turn your radio down, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay, now we're back down. I just want to say that I am absolutely appalled, and I am absolutely, that makes
you
me
must not
scared.
Have kids. You must not have kids.
Sweetheart, let me tell you something. I am a mother of seven.
Okay.
Five boys, two girls, and six
they?
Granddaughters.
How old are they?
They're ranging from 33 to 25,
okay,
and
see,
my granddaughters
are
17.
They're not running around in no restaurant making themselves a target for suicide.
Hey,
attack.
You know what? All I can say, that's your fault that they're running around.
Well, you know how
that's your
kids
fault
can be.
Because you should have been having discipline on those children from the minute that they came into this
okay,
world.
That's water under the bridge, but now they run around asking for donuts or whatever. They got to go to the bathroom. A suicide bomber will blow them up.
Well, you know what? It's yours. It's you. As an American citizen, which I'm assuming is what you are.
Yes, of course I am.
That I am appalled, and I'm more afraid of a person like you than I am of the terrorists. Because you're living on the edge. And I'm not afraid to say you are crazy.
Wait a second.
And if I was your wife, I would divorce you, and then I would have you institutionalized.
No, I will not live my life.
Because you're the one, because you're the type of person that would go over the edge and be one of these guys that would go postal.
So now you're saying that I'm just like the Al-Qaeda terrorist, is that it? Well, let me tell you something.
You know what? You are a terrorist. And you know what? I would be afraid to be your wife, and I would be afraid to be your child.
No, you're more afraid of that than you are being exploded by one of these guys, a towel wrapper.
Let me tell you something.
Exploding you up.
Let me tell you something about explosions, buddy. I happen to drive a big truck, and I happen to be a contractor for the government, and I carry explosives every day across this country.
Oh, now we're in it. You hear that, Mr. Hendry?
What?
She's carrying hazardous materials. Have you got a license
That's
to
right.
do that? Have you
That's
got a license?
Right. I'm cleared by the FBI.
Yes,
my husband and I are cleared by the FBI.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
oh,
right,
now, come on,
right.
man.
I don't have to
sure.
prove it to you.
The lady's calling up, and she's carrying explosives like she's...
This is exactly the thing that FBI... That's why I'm leaving the country, because of this fraud.
We're the ones. It's drivers like us that are doing
hand
our
all
part for
explosives
this country.
On. Yeah, when you get to the other end of your trip, there's going
to
be some
like
towel wrapper waiting for the explosives you're going to unload off your truck.
Hey.
Oh, but quit being...
You and Mohammed and Bin Laden driving hazmat all over the place.
Yeah, right.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Come on. The Phil Hendry Show, Mr. Stephen Bozell, he's a construction contractor. He's leaving the country. He's taking the money with him. His wife and kids can go on public assistance as far as he's concerned, but he's scared of these suicide bombers. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry here with Stephen Bozell, an American citizen, a contractor from Southern California, who says that with all of these FBI threats, he wants to leave the country. He, with all these threats from the Al-Qaeda, he wants to leave the country. He's leaving his wife and his kids. You wanted to say something, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to say one thing. Everybody's coming down on me and saying that I'm not an American and saying that I don't have the guts. But nobody says anything about that gutless wonder Madonna, because she lives in England, like 8 months out of the year. Gutless as the day is long. Okay, nobody says that she's gutless. And one time, Grace Kelly, who was an American actress, and she was so gutless, she married some prince, and she goes over to live over in France. What about that?
Madonna's gutless?
She's a gutless wonder living over in England, and Grace Kelly was a gutless wonder too.
She married a prince, okay? It's the dream of American women to marry princes. They're not leaving because they're afraid.
Oh, how do you know? Bull crap. Madonna's leaving because she's scared to death.
Of what, man? Of her movie bombing? I mean,
okay. Mr. Andrew, you can laugh if you want, but I have legal papers that are drawn up in the office of my attorney, Dolores Blazingame, of Riverside, California, and I'll sue my wife for putting me and exposing me to getting exploded. And if I have to, my children, too.
And if you have to, your kids, too. That's the part, I think, that's bothering everybody. Let me go to Bill. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got one thing to say to him. He's a gutless wonder.
Wait, how can you say that?
How can I say that? You say on national radio, you love your wife and kids.
I love
them. And then you turn around. No, you don't. You don't know what love is, sir. You don't know the first thing about love.
I just need to get my head together.
If you loved your wife and kids, you would not be turning around and suing them. You're running for your own safety. If you had any concern for your wife or your children, you would make sure that your wife and children was packed up and go with you.
Yeah, but
you
if I take them with
you call your children brats.
Well, if
that's not fatherly love.
Wait a second. Every father knows their kids can be little loud, obnoxious pieces of dirt. Everyone knows that. Okay?
I've got five boys and two girls, and I've got six granddaughters.
That's
and I love every one of them to death. And when this September the 11th stuff took place, you're the type of people that I went to Vietnam for and served my country for that stayed back here with their nose clean and everything else. And I tell you right now, sir, when September the 11th went, I was the first one to try to volunteer to get back. Well, I was too old. They didn't want me.
Well, how old are you anyway? You sound like you're
I'm 53 years old.
Well, they ain't going to take no 53-year-old.
Hey, at least I was willing to go and stand up and fight for my country and protect people like you that wants to take it and run off and hide and bury the head in the dirt.
Well, wait a second. I just need to get my head together for 6 months to about 5 years.
Why leave your family behind?
Because if you take children with you, they
will
blow you up.
You think hide because you're running? You
sounds
can't
like
hide.
As soon as you get home from Vietnam, you wouldn't let your wife get up for 10 years with all them kids. At least I'm giving my wife a break. And the other thing
you're not giving your wife a break. You're putting more of a burden on your wife than what you realize, and your children. And then you're going to turn around and sue your wife and children?
Yeah,
what kind of love is that from a husband or from a father to his family? That's not love.
I'm trying to sue my kids only because they won't shut up in a restaurant.
This thing about your kids being attracting a suicide bomber, you really got this on the brain.
Well, what do you think that every time one of them suicide bombers goes into a bar, it's like they hear a kid scream and they go, okay, that's it. And they go
I differ with you there,
from
sir.
From what I've read from the FBI reportings.
What?
That's
no,
what I've
heard. No, sir.
You don't think
no,
that's
sir.
Why, you don't think that's why they go in?
No, I do not.
FBI said that suicide bombers target certain places because they hear a lot of loud kids?
Yeah.
No, sir, I beg your pardon.
Well, I don't know.
If your kids
when you went
is
to
loud,
Vietnam, you didn't have no suicide bombers over there.
Sir, they had more suicide bombers in Vietnam than what you know about. They had kids that would come up to you and blow theirself up as well as the GIs.
They blow you up?
I was there.
Did they blow you up?
No, they didn't blow me up, but I come mighty daggum close to getting blowed up.
How the hell could they have blown him up if he was blown up? How could he be talking to you?
What?
I was there, sir. I served my country. I didn't run and stick my head in the dirt. I stood up and fought for what Uncle Sam said that I should do because
wait
I was
second.
In
you
there
said little
serving
kids,
my
you
country.
Said, when you're talking about little kids blowing you, and what I'm trying to say is...
He didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said that I had seen kids blow other GIs up.
Oh,
that
I'm
was
sorry.
In
I thought
Vietnam.
You said blow other GIs. I didn't hear the other part.
That was in Vietnam. That was not here in the States. And the terrorists do not take it because they hear kids and stuff target that area. Sir, what makes you think that someone terrorist is just going to show up where you're at? Look how big the United States is.
Well, I can go down to a mall, and then they'll walk in and blow me up.
Sir, you can walk out your front door and be blowed up walking out your front door.
Oh, come
you
on. Who's going to do that
down
to
the
me?
Street.
Who's going to blow me up coming out my front door? Nobody. Sir, thank you. Nobody. See?
You don't know this. You are not God. You do not know this.
I'll tell you,
you
right
can walk
now,
out your front door. You can take it and walk down the street. You don't know what's going to happen from one minute to the next.
I go out my front door and I get blown. You can have my insurance money.
I don't want your insurance, sir.
And he didn't say blown. He said blown up.
I'm sorry. So I misunderstood.
Yeah.
You can walk down the street. You can go to a grocery store. You can go to
what
a
about
movie
on a
theater.
Okay, all right. What about this? What about on a roller coaster? Yeah, I got you there. There's no way that would happen on a roller coaster. There's no way in hell.
You do not know this. You have no guarantees.
What about if I was in the freezer at the supermarket?
You have no guarantee.
Already I'm laying out areas where you're wrong. You know you're no suicide bomber's going to blow you up in a roller coaster or in a walk-in freezer.
What are you talking about?
Well, he said I could get blown.
I know what he said. On a roller coaster.
How about a fishing boat? No way that's going to happen either.
Look, at the man's point is well taken, okay? Anything can happen to you at any time and...
Okay, on a fishing boat?
What?
A suicide bomber. See, I got you on that one. You call me crazy? All you people out there call me nuts, and I just ask you right now, if I went on the all-day fisher out of Newport Beach, okay, because they go out, they'll do two runs, both for the snapper...
Okay, I understand, and what?
Could they blow me up on that? Come on!
I guess not.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for not calling me a liar.
I guess Al-Qaeda isn't going to blow you up on the all-day fishing boat out of Newport Beach.
You got it. What about a roller coaster?
Okay, not on a roller coaster either.
And while I'm surfing?
No, maybe not, unless the shark is Al-Qaeda. So in other words, you think you're a real big man because you won a point.
Yes, sir, I did. And I'm showing you the logic of what I'm saying about how large, of what I said, of the logic. And you can't say nothing about it.
Oh, well, hey, let me just say this right now. Hey, way to go, pal. You're right. Score one for you. Al-Qaeda won't blow you up on the all-day fisher out of Newport Beach.
See?
Yeah. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Hey.
Jesus.
I think you're nothing but a psycho and...
Who, me or Mr. Henry?
How in the hell can you say that you love your wife and you love your kids when you call your kids a brat? I think you...
I say that with great affection.
I think you need a psychiatrist. I don't think you need to leave the country. I think you need to be locked up because...
I need
you,
to be locked up because
I mean,
I don't want
to get blown up. Just going to work or
okay,
even,
here
in
we
your
go.
Even in your car.
Sure. Can I get blown up on a roller coaster? Yes or no?
We've already answered your question.
Yeah, don't be repeating questions, all
okay,
right?
Okay, well, you said I could get blown up anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah, but...
Not on a roller coaster,
but
I can't.
I mean, you've got the gall and the nerve to say that you love your wife and your kids.
I love my wife. I would die for my
because
wife and kids. I would die for them.
I'm going to say this. You're nothing but a freaking coward. You are a freaking coward, and I'm going to say that for all your coworkers, whoever works...
Oh, she dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah, well, with her accent, okay, she could be... Be strapped right now. Ain't you going to say nothing? Or did I beat you at the argument?
Yeah, you destroyed me, man.
That's right. I got another one for you. Do you think I could get blown up at the San Diego Zoo?
All right, that's enough. Yeah, I see. I won. I made the point. I hate guys like that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I did the voice of Steve Bozell in that preceding segment, so that was me playing the part of that character. Then the people called in, and they thought he was a real guy, and a really good time was had by all. On yesterday's show, Vernon Dozier was talking about how he doesn't trust the women of this country to be ready for this war on terror. He's ready because he has military experience, but not the kind you would imagine. He believes that playing war as a kid in the backyard of his Japanese-American friend storming a treehouse gave him the practical, tactical war experience that he needs. Let's listen.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Hey, I'm in the military myself. And I've never been to war, but I've been to more simulated wars than backyard barbecue, throw a rock, hit me in the face war. I've been to
National Training Center
down in California.
What's your
point? I'm sure you heard of that.
The what?
National Training Center down in California where we do the desert warfare training.
Camp Pendleton, yes, I'm familiar with it.
Okay. Well, I've been there quite a few times.
Look, do you disagree when I tell you that the only woman to watch your back is a dyke?
No, I totally disagree with you.
Well, why would you disagree with that?
Well, I know plenty of the women that are in my unit right now.
And when you say taking a rock to the face, sir, I did not take a rock to the face. It was a simulated incendiary grenade.
Yeah, you know, I played war when I was a kid, too, and
well,
I got hit with a mud clod, and I just wiped off the dirt and went crying to my mommy, but that's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, is that what you're saying I did? What I'm saying is...
Well, what you're trying to say here, Mr. Dozier, is the emotional...
First of all, it wasn't a rock. It was a water balloon, which was used. That's what we used to simulate the napalm.
Oh, okay. What
is it with you? You don't get what I'm saying?
No, I get exactly what you're saying. You're totally self-centered into your little world that you want to make.
What are you talking
where,
about?
You
I
know,
took napalm.
When I was, you got a water in your face.
Wait
when
a minute.
I was over
yeah,
in National Training Center, I got shot at with a 50 cal. It might have been blanks.
It was, well, what's
but
the
I got wounded, okay?
Well, no
I got wounded, okay?
There's no difference between that
and
what I
did. You wonder who picked up the 50 cal that I had and fired back? It was a woman. It was a cook. She was a cook in the Army. You picked up the 50 cal that I had because I was wounded.
Okay, all right.
Simulated wounded.
That's fine.
And fired back.
Okay. I'll bet you anything. She was a lesbian.
She ain't a dyke.
How do you know she's not a dyke?
I used to party with her husband. She has a husband.
Let me say something to you, William. You're going to laugh at this, but if my mother had not called me for dinner that night, I don't know what would have happened to me.
What do you think would have happened?
I know something already did happen to you. It totally psyched your mind.
I could have.
I mean,
died.
You're saying your military experience is that you were in a backyard brawl. Were you in any other armed forces at
no,
all?
We were playing Army.
Okay, you were playing Army. Okay, were you in any military form at all?
Well, you mean in the real Army? No.
No, because if a war would have came your way, I could have sworn that you probably would have burned your draft card, put on a dress, and ran out to Canada.
Well, that's hardcore.
You don't. You
that's
do not know. You do not know. Trust me. You have not seen anybody get his arm shot off. I've seen it in training. You
wait,
have not.
Are
seen...
you guys, Mr. Hendry? Are you agreeing with this man?
Yes, I do.
You agree that
you
yeah,
have
I
not
agree.
Seen
this man's training is far more realistic and prepares one far better for actual combat than storming Billy Twan's treehouse when you were 11. I mean, come on, man.
I told you that I took napalm to the eyes.
You didn't take napalm. You took a water balloon.
It was simulated.
It's okay if it's simulated, it's simulated. Are you saying that you psyched yourself so far up into an emotional state that you actually believed it was napalm?
You get Billy Twan. I can call him because I know where he lives.
I was going to say the 60s were really good for you then, okay, buddy?
What's that? I rolled around on the lawn and I screamed. Well... you guys are both nuts.
Oh, we're nuts. You're the guy rolling around on the lawn screaming after 10
I'm telling you, you laugh at me one more time.
Okay, I'm laughing at you. I'm laughing at you. I'm laughing in your face.
I don't think it's fair that I'm on the air talking about defending our country and a guy who is in the military of the United States calls up and laughs at me.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this guy.
I
He's whack.
I'm whack.
But you know what hurts me the most? You know what hurts me the most? I love this country more than anything else in my life. That I put my life on the line every day.
Yeah, sure.
Every day. Okay. If they called me to go somewhere, I assume there.
You see, liquor lounge and get into a fight with some civilians. You call that putting your life on the line? Because I got the crap kicked out of me by 3 Marines down in Oceanside, California. And I was happy for them. I said, go ahead, kick my ass.
You wonder what I think's weird?
I think
like you said just a little while ago, that you went to the department store purposely trying to look like you were trying to bomb the place.
Yeah,
what about that? You know what makes me mad about that?
What?
We have too many of those that put me on alert where I have to go out thinking I might have to shoot you, even though you are not a terrorist.
You are acting like one.
I might have to shoot you.
You do that, and you're putting people at risk.
But the women didn't do anything about it. Are you guys listening to me? I walked by 3 women standing there gabbing about their nails. I'm there in an oversized coat. Do you think one of those broads went to security and said, maybe a bomb?
You know how many women that I'd rather have in my foxhole, fighting side by side with me than you? You know what would happen if you were in my foxhole? I guarantee you'd be fragged.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I guarantee you'd be fragged. That basically means he'd shove a grenade in the guy's pants. He'd kill him himself. Wow. Yes, that's another nugget of comedy gold on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, don't give me that look, Cabot. If Johnny Carson can call that stuff he does comedy classics, that's what we're doing around here, man. We've decided to just take the gloves off. We've decided to just wipe the smile off our face. If you call it comedy gold enough times, it is. And that's what we're doing here. So, there. All right, our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. And when you go to the Phil Hendry Show website, you can access all kinds of comedy gold. Our 30-day archives, all 30 days of the past 30 days of shows are there archived for you. You can listen to this show today, anytime during the day. It's on demand. Audio archives are jam-packed with classic bits from throughout the years. 75 new clips have just been added. We've got a webcast archive of our webcast just before Christmas of 2001. We have all of this available with a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. That's $6.95 a month. And that's right, for the price of a pack of smokes and a Mickey's Wide Mouth, you can have as much Phil Hendry as you want. So go check it out. And go to our souvenir shop while you're there. You can pick up the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. You can get the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001. The new CD is called Bring It. And you can get any one of our CDs going back to 1997, as a matter of fact. And the money from the sale of the CDs goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. It's all there on the Phil Hendry Show website. And I've just been told 5 new hours of audio was added today alone. Is that long stuff or is that short stuff? It's long stuff, so check it out. I mean, there's always something getting jammed into the audio archives on the Phil Hendry website. P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E-Show.com, The Phil Hendry Show.